In an effort to defeat factory farm pollution, environmental groups across Indiana are turning their focus to educating community members about the health risks associated with confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Kim Ferraro, senior staff attorney and director of agriculture policy at Hoosier Environmental Council, said that over the past few decades, these CAFOs have had an adverse impact on Indiana's rural communities.
Over the last several decades, the way we produce animals for foods for food has become an industrialized process where livestock are grown on what are called concentrated animal feeding operations. You refer to them as factory farms, where literally thousands of animals are confined in one space in a small area, and their waste is collected in massive pits and lagoons and then spread on property near where people live. And this has, over the last several decades, as this has occurred, really devastated rural communities and quality of life for people who live in these areas because of the noxious odors and dangerous air emissions that they're exposed to, not to mention manure spills and runoff from farm fields of this manure into waterways. Livestock manure, just like human waste, is known to contain pathogens as well as nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. And when those things get into waterways, which we know that they do in Indiana because the number one polluter of our waterways is E. coli, which indicates that animal waste is present. So the nutrients can cause toxic blue-green algae blooms, which we're seeing happen more frequently in the summertime. And, of course, the pathogens getting into groundwater, the nutrients can cause, the phosphorus and nitrogen can cause the algae blooms. And the E. coli and other pathogens are a great health risk, especially when they get into drinking water supplies. With respect to blue baby syndrome, for example, with children, also with all sorts of gastrointestinal diseases and other things that can make people sick and even pose life risks, can pose death risks to people if they're exposed to them. On the air front, animal waste produces noxious and dangerous air emissions like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia and particulate matter, known to certainly increase asthma symptoms, and people who have asthma or other respiratory illnesses, it poses a great danger to them. It can also, I'm no public health expert, I'm a lawyer, but I can tell you from the public health studies that have been done on this, hydrogen sulfide is a neurotoxin, ammonia causes burning and itching eyes. They're all of them are noxious and can make, people sick upon exposure.
The Hoosier Environmental Council lobbies for environmental protections for Indiana communities. Ferraro says one victory for the Environmental Council was the defeat of House Bill 1494, which experts say would have weakened factory farm laws across the state.
The legislation that was defeated last year would have undermined the regulations that our state environmental regulatory agency, IDEM, follows with respect to confined feeding operations. And the law would have undermined the situations in which IDEM has to give notice to impacted neighbors. It would have undermined the permitting requirements for CAFOs that are expanding. It essentially would have allowed them to expand without limit, without having to get a permit, among other things. But it was mainly aimed at undermining the already weak regulations that we have at the state level for confined feeding operations. We have sort of a 10-bullet-point list of ways that we'd like to see policy improved. One is to address the very serious gap in federal and state regulation of CAFOs. State regulation currently only addresses how manure is managed at a CAFO to protect water quality. It doesn't in any way place limits on air emissions that are produced or generated at a confined feeding operation, although we know that unhealthy amounts of hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, and particulate matter is released. So we would like to see legislation that addresses those air emissions. IDEM, the state agency, also currently has no authority to deny a permit to a CAFO based on its impact to public health. So IDEM can't say no to a permit if a CAFO is being proposed in an improper location, so we'd like to give IDEM that authority. Those are two main areas, but some others are better setbacks from waterways, greater setbacks from parks and residential homes and schools. This issue is not just a concern for people that live in rural areas. People who live in urban areas should be concerned as well. Animals that are raised in confinement like this are given antibiotics prophylactically to keep them healthy from living in these very stressful and oftentimes not clean conditions. And as a result of that prophylactic use of antibiotics, we're seeing antibiotic-resistant disease emerging like MRSA, which studies have shown is increasing in populations all over the United States because of that antibiotic use. People should be concerned about the treatment of animals if they care about animal welfare. This is a pretty abusive situation for farm animals. And also climate change. We know that livestock agriculture is now responsible for 18% of global greenhouse gas emissions that have contributed to climate change.
Ferrero said that Indiana's over 3 million hogs, 95,000 cattle, 22 million egg-laying heads, and another 4.7 million broiler chickens on factory farms produce as much untreated manure as 87 million people, nearly 14 times Indiana's population. For WFHB, I'm Wes Martin.